Hello, my friends, and welcome to this episode. Okay, in this episode, we're gonna consider idioms of listen to the book Speak English Like an American. Okay? Okay, in the previous episode, I read the whole text and the whole lesson. And in this episode, we're going to consider the idioms of this lesson. Listen to. I also have written a sentence with these idioms. Okay, so let's get started. In this lesson, I learned 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. Yeah, 20 new idioms. Okay, so let's consider it. The first idiom is change one's mind. It means to change one's opinion or decision. I say, my sentence is, why don't you start your own business? Did you change your mind? I mean, have you changed your opinion or decision? Okay, so change your mind means to change your opinion or decision. So change one's mind. The next one is easier said than done. Easier said than done. It means more difficult than you think. More difficult than you think. Okay, starting a business is not easier said than done. Or I say, for example, starting a business easier said than done. It means it's so difficult than you think. Okay? Starting a business is easier said than done. It means it's so difficult than you think. More difficult than you think. Yeah, so difficult. No, more difficult than you think. Yeah. So easier said than done. The next one is get canned. It means to lose one's job, to get fired, or to get sacked, or to be given the axe. In the lesson one's idioms, we considered this idiom, okay? We said give someone the axe means to fire someone. So, to be given the axe means to get canned, to be sacked, or to be fired, or to get fired from a job. Okay, get canned. Ali got canned because he was nosy. Ali got canned because he was nosy. Get canned means to get fired. The next one is hang in there. Hang in there means to not give up. Okay, we say don't give up without a fight. Yeah, hang in there. The reality is that you're four scores behind, but you can reach to your rival. Just hang in there. Just hang in there. Just don't give up. Okay? Hang in there means don't give up. The next one is if worse comes to worst. If worse comes to worst. It means in the worst case. In the worst case. I say case. In the worst case. Okay? So, I say, it hasn't rained for about 3 months. If worst comes to worst, we can water the crops. Okay? In the worst case, we can water the crops, for example, by ourselves. Okay? It hasn't rained for 3 months. If worst comes to worst, we can water the crops. If worst comes to worst means in the worst case. Okay. The next one is to keep one's chin up. It means to stay positive. To stay positive. Even though he was in trouble, he kept his chin up. Even though he was in trouble, he kept his chin up. It means he was positive. He stayed positive. Keep one's chin up means to stay positive. Okay, the next one is last resort. It means the last solution for getting out of a difficulty. last resort means the last solution to get out of solution to getting for getting out of a difficulty. The last solution for getting out of a difficulty. Okay. I say, if he doesn't employ you, you can work in other place as a last resort. If he doesn't employ you, you can work in other place as a last resort. Okay? As a last solution. As a last resort. The next one is live from hand to mouth. Live from hand to mouth. It means to barely have enough money to survive. Okay? Live from hand to mouth. His revenue is so low. He lives from hand to mouth. It means he has little money and he can't, for example, travel. He can't enjoy the life more and easily. Okay? Live from hand to mouth. The next one is look on the bright side. Look on the bright side means to think about the positive part or aspect of a situation. Look on the bright side. For example, I say you didn't go to university. Look on the bright side. You can enjoy life more. You didn't go to university. Look on the bright side. You can enjoy life more. Okay? Look on the bright side means to think about the positive part or aspect of a situation. The next one is make ends meet. You know, this idiom has two meanings. The first one is to manage your money or one's money. And the second one is to be okay financially or to have enough to live on. Okay, so this idiom has two parts or two meanings, of course. Two meanings. The first one is to manage one's money. And the second meaning is to have enough money to live on. Okay. So, I say, she doesn't make ends meet, so she has to work hard. It means she doesn't make enough money, so she has to work hard, okay? She doesn't make ends meet, so she has to work hard. Make ends meet has two meanings. The first one is to manage your money, and the second one is to have enough money to live on. Okay, the next one is out of work. Out of work means unemployed or not working. I say, for example, he is out of work for 5 years because he wants to find a good job, but he fails. Okay, he is out of work. It means he is unemployed or he is not working for 5 years because he wants to find a good job, but he fails. Okay, and the next one is right-hand man. Right-hand man. Right-hand man is an employee or assistant that is so helpful to the factory or the company. I say, our right-hand man left the firm due to the low salary. Our right-hand man left the firm due to the low salary. Right-hand man, I said in this sentence, men, okay? I meant so many employees. Yeah, right-hand man is someone that is employee or assistant who is so helpful to the complex. Okay, the next one is set eyes on. Set eyes on means to look at or to see for the first time. I say, I love my new car from the moment I set eyes on it. Set eyes on means to look at or to see for the first time. I love my new car from the moment I set eyes on it. Great. The next one that is 14th is stab someone in the back. Stab means to hit someone, okay? Stab hit someone with, for example, knife, okay? Stab someone in the back means to betray someone, to deceive someone. I say, by chatting with opposite gender of yourself, you stab your future mate in the back, okay? Stab someone in the back means to betray him or her. By chatting with opposite gender of yourself, you stab your future mate in the back. Stab someone in the back. Stab your future mate in the back. Or, stab your future mate in the back. Great. The next one, 15th, is stress, to be stressed out. It means under severe strain or struggle or strive or very anxious, very worried. I say, don't be so stressed out. Everything will be okay. Don't be so stressed out. Everything will be okay. Okay, so let's get into the next one. Okay, the next one is tell off. Tell off means to scold. I say, Ali wants to tell off the tutor because he hasn't concluded his course. Ali wants to tell off the tutor because he hasn't concluded his course. Tell off means to scold someone, to punish with your tongue, okay? Okay, the next one is thank goodness. It means I'm grateful of God. The sentence is, thank goodness we didn't go to the outside. It's raining cats and dogs. It's raining cats and dogs is an idiom, and it means it's raining heavily, okay? Thank goodness, it means thanks God, we didn't go to the outside. It's raining cats and dogs. Thank goodness. The next one is think big. Think big means to set high goals. It doesn't say think big, okay? It says set high goals. I say, don't learn English so that you can boast. Think big. Learn English to level up yourself. Think big means to set high goals for yourself. The next one is what's the matter? Maybe you know this idiom. What's the matter means what's the problem? I say, what's the matter with you, Ali? You're upset lately. You're upset recently. Okay? And the final one is when pigs fly. It is a slang. It means never. I say, do you want to go to your previous dead-end job? When pigs fly. Do you want to go back to your previous dead-end job? When pigs fly. We have some synonyms for this idiom. For example, when hell freezes over, it means never. You know, as you know, the hell never freezes, okay? So it means never. When hell freezes over, or never in the million years. Never in the million years. It also means never. So, that's all, and I explained you 20 idioms of this lesson 2, and I hope this episode is useful for you. That's it. I don't have anything else, and thanks for listening, and bye for now.